It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, December 11th, 2023. Well, we got another atmospheric river this past weekend. Is anybody tired of that expression yet? Let's take a look at what happened the past few days in terms of rain. The storm was mostly rainfall and didn't seem to have the high winds that we had in our previous atmospheric river event. According to the National Weather Service in Portland, the 48-hour rain totals from December 8th through the 10th looked like this. Coast Range in Willapa Hills, 2 to 5 inches. Coastal areas, generally 1 to 3.5 inches. Astoria, 2.26 inches. Tillamook, 2 inches. And Depot Bay, 2.39 inches of rain. And you can see this data and more in posts that I have on the Ship Report Facebook page. But now we're past that storm, let's take a look at what's next. Well, today's marine weather forecast calls for northeast winds, 5 to 10 knots, easing to 5 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the northeast, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells, 5 feet high at 11 seconds. And I don't think it'll be raining today, but rain returns to the forecast again by Wednesday. Temperatures will be in the 50s, and rain totals for Wednesday are predicted to be less than an inch, and we might get a little break from the rain for the rest of the week. Maybe. You know how it goes. We'll just have to see. Well, I put together this show on the assumption that the Carnival Panorama, here she is again, was indeed able to keep to her schedule and left Portland at 2 a.m. today, heading downriver and out to sea in the early morning past Astoria. If something different happened, I'll follow up with you tomorrow. But she was set to go as of yesterday afternoon. Here's what I know currently. We could see her passing Astoria outbound around 9 a.m. today. By mid-morning today, the saga of the cruise ship Carnival Panorama, which has been acted out here in Pacific Northwest waters since last month, will hopefully enter an encouraging new phase for people who have been watching this story for various reasons, including folks who have holiday cruises booked on this ship, and people who just like ship things and are interested in a good story. This ship ended up in our backyard because of a series of unfortunate events, and our local and regional maritime industry professionals have done their best to accommodate them and meet their precarious proposed timeline. This ship had serious problems with steering and propulsion and needed a shipyard pronto, just before the holidays with lots of cruises booked. The Carnival Company canceled some cruises but held on to the idea that the ship might be ready to sail again with passengers later this month. Their only option for an available shipyard in the region was Portland. But the massive ship, 1,000 plus feet long, was hindered in its progress to Portland initially by its huge whale tail funnel. That's a signature feature of Carnival cruise ships that made it too tall to fit under the three fixed bridges between Astoria and the shipyard in Portland via the Columbia and Willamette Rivers. The ship stopped in Astoria, which is downriver from any of those bridges, in the hopes that she could have the whale tail removed here. But while there's a port here, there's no shipyard in Astoria, and it ended up being impossible to bring the massive crane equipment there to remove the funnel locally. The Panorama had to go north to Victoria, BC, the nearest accessible shipyard that could accommodate the ship for that purpose. Once that was accomplished, she had to travel back here in bad weather too, where she, now funnelless, made her way to Portland. Now this morning, the ship was repaired and heading downriver in the wee hours, leaving Portland at around 2 a.m. She passed Astoria and headed out to sea today if all went well, and is on her way back to Victoria to have her giant whale tail funnel reattached. So what's next? Well, assuming the replacement of the funnel doesn't take too long, it's the 11th of December today, she could still, in theory, make her holiday cruises starting later this month. This will be wonderful news for the folks who have their fingers crossed about the bookings they have for cruises, including long-planned family reunions and other commitments that they're hoping not to miss. So I'll keep tabs on her progress in Victoria and let you know when she sailed from there. Her next step after that is to get stocked up and provisioned for her cruises. I have my fingers crossed, too, that all of this goes well for her and her crew and her soon-to-be boarding passengers. I gather that some folks in our community have been a bit puzzled about all the attention this ship is getting. And if you don't know the backstory, it really would seem odd. And even if you do, what's the big deal about another cruise ship? Well, here's how I see it. I, for one, think our local maritime community on the river here deserves all kinds of kudos for pulling this off in time for the holidays. This ship essentially had an emergency, and everybody pulled out the stops to help them resolve it in a time-sensitive situation. Bar and river pilots, dispatchers, tugboats and their services, U.S. Coast Guard, marine technicians at the shipyard, the folks in Victoria at their facilities, and on and on. And don't forget the captain, officers, and crew on board the cruise ship handling all of these non-cruise-related difficulties. Despite a ship that was having trouble steering and powering itself, and in bad weather to boot. So to us, seeing it go by, it was maybe just a cruise ship. To our marine professionals, it was a ship, and their job was to make this happen, and they did. A lot of serious planning went into getting this ship upriver and back. Bridge clearance issues, tides, tugboat assistance for a ship with power and maneuverability problems, and a lot more too, I'm sure. A lot of possibilities for things to go wrong, but they executed it flawlessly. So thank you to all of them for their professionalism. And I hope that the folks on those cruises take a moment to raise a glass to all the mariners who made their holiday plans possible for them. I think that, like with many other stories of ships arriving and departing here, it all looks ordinary and maybe even dull to us on land, because we don't know the details and the expertise that went into making it happen. But they do, our marine professionals. They are used to laboring in obscurity, but it doesn't make it any less impressive. And so a sincere thank you to them for all it took to make this happen. My hat is off to you all. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find today's ship schedule and a podcast of this show on my website at shipreport.net. Links to schedules, marine weather, and podcasts are on The Ship Report Facebook page, and The Ship Report podcast is available on Spotify, Apple, and Google. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.